While some observers have interpreted recent protests in the occupied territories as signs of humanitarian concern or democratic revival, a deeper examination of Zionist society and its ideological underpinnings reveals a very different picture. It is rooted in power, supremacy, and religious nationalism. Itamar Ben-Gvir, a far-right figure in Israeli politics, proudly announced that he would restore the true status of Jews as the rightful owners of Palestinian land. This declaration is not an isolated sentiment, but a reflection of a broader worldview in Zionist society, that domination over others, be they Palestinians, Arabs, or non-Arabs, is a sacred and national right. Among his supporters and many like-minded citizens, state power is perceived as a divine gift, and opponents of the Israeli regime are regarded not merely as political adversaries, but as enemies of God Himself. This religious nationalist worldview has allowed Zionist leaders and their base to justify wars and massacres, believing that God fights on their behalf. The merger between the Otzma Yehudit Party and the Religious Zionist Party for electoral purposes is a strategic move grounded in this ideology. As noted by the head of the Shalom Hartman Institute, this environment no longer acknowledges any rights for those branded as enemies of God, a label increasingly applied to anyone who resists Israel's policies or occupation. The narrative of strength and suppression dominates public opinion in the Zionist entity. A 2015 report by Plus972 magazine, titled Israelis Only Understand the Language of Force, documented that since the Second Intifada, voters in the occupied territories have consistently backed right-wing governments. Such voting trends are not incidental. They reflect a society shaped by a deeply rooted belief in coercion and military dominance. Ironically, the few instances in which the Zionist regime has shown a willingness to negotiate or compromise have not come from internal moral reckonings or protest movements, but rather from the pressure of war. The 1973 Yom Kippur War paved the way for the 1977 Camp David talks and ultimately a peace treaty with Egypt. The First Intifada persuaded then Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin to initiate the Oslo Accords. The Second Intifada forced a unilateral withdrawal from Gaza. Further reinforcing this pattern, a joint study by Palestinian scholar Khalil Shikaki and Israeli researcher Yaakov Shamir found that during the height of the Second Intifada, public support for withdrawing from settlements surged. Likewise, the so-called disengagement plan by Ariel Sharon materialized only under the pressure of sustained resistance. This track record makes one thing clear. The Zionist regime responds only to force. The recent anti-government protests are no exception. They have not emerged to oppose war crimes or the continued siege on Gaza, but rather to protect national interests, particularly the return of Israeli captives. These demonstrations are not rooted in humanitarian values, but in a desire to restore security and strategic dominance. In conclusion, portraying the recent protests as signs of moral awakening or democratic descent serves only to obscure the true nature of Zionist society. It risks allowing war criminals to whitewash their image. At its core, this is a society ideologically committed to power, driven by a supremacist theology, and historically responsive only to resistance. Any attempt to interpret these developments through a humanitarian lens is not only misleading but dangerous, as it diverts attention from the systematic violence and occupation that lie at the heart of the Zionist project.